Good morning on Saturday the 15th, another winning day. We had Patreon is 7 days in a row, I believe. 9 out of 10, 7 in a row of winning days. There's a couple slivers in there where we just barely made it, and there's also some big ones. Hockey's been exploding. We've got 9 hockey wins in a row, and of course there's no hockey today, but 9 in a row in hockey. Let's get into what we're going to do in the podcast. What we're going to do for you today is 2 NBA picks. Going to go with, I gave 2 hockey picks out in Patreon. They both lost, but for some baseball and hockey was smoking, so we had a nice day. Let's go with New York Knicks plus 5.5 over Cleveland, and let's go with Golden State plus 1 over Sacramento. You're going to find some minus ones on there, but the plus ones are still readily available. Obviously, you want the plus 1 point because you never know what will happen. It's not the most common result in the NBA, meaning 1-point victory, so it probably is not going to matter an obscene amount. But when you have a 2-point cushion, you need to take the 2-point cushion there, meaning minus 1 versus plus 1. So Golden State plus 1, New York Knicks plus 5.5. I think both teams probably win the game. Certainly, the odds makers would say that Golden State is more likely than New York. And absolutely, we're taking the points with New York, because while I think they may win the game, they could certainly lose by 1 through 5 points, and we'll still take the money. So New York and Golden State. Moving over to baseball, I've got a handful of picks, actually 6, including 3 bets on 1 game. So there's 4 games in total, 3 on 1 game. I'm going to give you a solo pick. It's the last one on the card. Not necessarily overly late. It is an underdog play. It's 2 Texas teams going at it, Texas and Houston. Houston's at home. And, of course, this has been a powerhouse team now for a number of years. Whether they were banging on garbage can lids or whether they're playing it straight up, they've had more success without the garbage can lids. And I think most of you probably know what I'm referring to there. That memory is starting to fade. But, hey, every once in a while we have to bring it back up. But anyway, I think Texas plus 150 is the play here. It's about the pitching, and it's about the team that's hotter right now. And it certainly is not an obscene amount of travel involved here either, although Houston or Texas is bigger than majority of countries out there. But Texas and Houston, going with the plus money on Texas at plus 150. Hopefully we have another winning day. I do feel confident about this. When I say Texas at plus 150, I'm saying they have, in this specific instance, about a 50% chance of winning the game. So obviously we're going to take the points in that scenario, but you could almost put this in a coin flip about who wins. So to put this in better perspective, if you take your buddy and say, hey, flip you a coin for $5, and there's no advantage on head or tails, it's purely gambling. If you have no advantage of head or tails, but the heads wins $15 and you lose $10 if it's tails, well, we know which one we want. We should take that bet all day long and twice on Sundays, or Saturday, I guess, is today. So Texas plus 150. I've got some better plays out there at Patreon. When I say better, meaning they have more than a 50% chance of winning, is what I'm referring to. All right, good luck.